With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at chime.com/build.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Results may vary. See chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, B, thanks for doing this today.
Hey, guys. No, seriously, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Let's go. From your email, it says that you are, quote, the take charge type of bad
B.
Yeah, bad B. B's a bad B. A baddie, some might say. You don't take nothing from nobody, it goes on to say. And so now you're looking back and thinking that's what got you in trouble with Paul? That might have been the problem?
Yeah, that's totally me. I just, I like what I like, and,
right?
And what I like is Paul, and I don't know, if I want something, I go after it. So basically, me and Paul, we matched online, but it took kind of a bit of time for us to actually go out.
Mm.
It felt like, honestly, it took forever, but we did eventually go out on a real date.
And what did you guys do?
Well, see, I think that's part of the problem.
Okay.
He wanted to go see Guardians of the Galaxy, which, like, yeah, that's fine. That's totally fine. And, like, I don't have any problem with superhero movies or anything like that. But I don't want to spend a first date, you know, just sitting in a movie theater. I want to go, like, and do something.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get to know anything about someone sitting in a movie theater just, like, staring at a screen. And so, like, I tried to make that, like, hey, you know, first date, and eventually I was able to talk him into going hiking with me.
All right, it's a last minute change up maybe. How did he handle that?
Not well. Well, not well. He didn't seem to, like, want to be there at all. I know, like, I didn't know him, and I still don't really know him, but his behavior, it was just weird, like, almost off, maybe.
Weird how?
Yeah, did you take him on, like, a death march or something? It was one of those?
Yeah, like a really hard hike?
No. It was nothing like that. We went on the trails over by the rim, and the whole time he was just quiet, and I don't know, he didn't seem comfortable around me. And I mean, eventually we gave up on the whole thing and just went and got some food.
So did that maybe help the situation at all? Like, was he just hungry?
Yeah,
kind of. I mean, he did buck up a bit after he realized he could get a few beers in him.
There you go.
I don't know, I was just kind of bummed out with the whole thing. Like, maybe it was all my fault. Maybe I should have just caved and gone to see Guardians. But I don't know, maybe he really wanted to see that movie, and I kind of, like, was like, no, you can't go see it.
It was his only time to go.
Yeah.
It's just hard. I mean, I think movie dates are really lame, you know?
No, we get it. I also don't think there's anything wrong with suggesting, like, something else to do when you're out.
Yeah, because if he didn't want to go, he could have said he didn't want to do that. Just like you said, you didn't want to see Guardians.
Totally.
Right? You keep throwing out ideas until you find something you both want to do.
Yeah, I mean, I, like, as a general rule, maybe, like, leave out the physical outside stuff.
True.
That seems to be a thing. But
especially on these. Yeah, it never seems to land well.
Totally. It's got to just be in a certain mood for that kind of exertion on a sort of poor choice of words by me. But, yeah, you get my point, right?
Yeah, maybe it just really like to give it a second go at this. What do you think? Can you guys help me here?
Always the goal, girl. We can't make any promises. We are going to get Paul on the phone, and then we'll see what we can do. We're talking to him coming up around 7:20 with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
How was it that B described herself?
Checks notes a bad B.
Take charge type of bad
B. Yes, exactly.
Don't take nothing from nobody.
I'm so glad we got a bad B on the phone.
Except for a second date. She would take a second date from us.
Yes.
You know, totally free. Right.
She
hopes. She went out with Paul. They maybe disagreed on the date itself because he wanted to see a movie.
Yeah.
She did not.
Because it's kind of,
she thought it was lame.
Right.
She suggested they go hiking, which he did agree to, but maybe did not have the best time.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to get him on the phone, see if we can't smooth things over, get her this second date because when she sees something she likes.
Yeah, I don't want to disappoint.
She goes after
I don't want to disappoint a bad B.
And now I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I'm afraid. So let's get Paul on the line, see what we can do. Hey, is this Paul?
Yes, speaking.
Hey, Paul, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. Not sure what number we registered as, but thank you so much for picking up.
Blessings.
You said Y100?
Yes, yeah. Y100.
I listened to you for the first time yesterday.
Did you really? Okay.
It's really crazy.
Hey. Like what you heard,
yeah.
Paul.
Yeah, it was yesterday afternoon. My friend suggested the station. I'd never listened before, and I was like, I'll give it a whirl.
Fantastic. Well, you should definitely listen in the mornings.
Yeah.
You know, I can't really speak to afternoons. I'm napping. Anyway, Paul, not why we're calling today, not some kind of survey. We're actually calling to offer you a free date package. Now, this one is extra special because you'd get to pick all of its pieces. So, like, where to go, what to do, all of that. We even pay for it at the end.
Seriously? This is real?
100%, man. It's a giveaway we try to do. There is a catch, and that catch is you'd have to go out with the person we pick. You do know or you've been out with her before, if that helps.
Well, then I guess the question is, who are we talking about?
Do you remember a woman named B? She's real bad.
Oh, God.
B's a bad B.
Yeah.
No, probably not. She was really full of herself. No thanks.
What makes you say that? Like, was it anything in particular that gave you that vibe or what?
Well, initially we agreed we'd go to a movie.
Okay.
And we thought we'd go. Well, I wanted to go see the new Guardians.
Right.
She didn't seem that into it, but that was no big deal. I said, well, I'm open to suggestions. And I thought she was going to mention another movie, but she said we should go hiking. Well, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, total switch up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gung ho about that idea, but I wasn't going to say no. It seemed like that was a thing we could do.
Sure.
But then we got out on the trail. And she had this super obnoxious shirt on. In all caps, it said, stop staring. Like the whole back of her shirt.
Okay.
And I'm thinking,
checks out.
Okay. Well, that seems like she needs to be the center of attention.
Maybe.
You're wearing a shirt with letters that big. You want everyone to start staring. You know?
That's
pretty good
kind
point.
Of the idea.
Yeah.
You don't wear a shirt with words that big and expect people to look away. And so the more I thought about it, the more it bugged me. And I started thinking, as we're walking, there's got to be some sort of larger problem. And I just decided to just call it a red flag. I'm done with games and all that nonsense. I was just, I'll just move on. And that would be fine with that. It would just be fine with the one date,
Hold on.
So I was like, just
wait.
Good riddance.
What if I told you I had a really good reason for having that shirt, though?
B?
Yeah. We had her on the line in case this works out.
So what's the reason behind the shirt, B?
Well, I mean, I actually have a few good reasons, but they're what I wear to the gym.
Oh, there it is. Of course it's what you wear to the gym.
Wow.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely I do. I had a friend make them specifically for me. I was sick to death of guys just leering at me while I'm working out the entire time. Like, you guys know what I'm talking about. It happens all the time, and it's horrible.
Yeah.
Well, that proves my point. No one is staring at you. I promise.
I don't think you're in a position to tell me that. Like,
you're not there.
You've never been there with me. If I'm sitting there in a tank top and spandex, guys literally treat that like it's some kind of free show or an invitation to come talking to me or an invitation to ask for my number or an invitation to literally,
slide
up across me when they're trying
true.
To get their weight. The shirt helps put them in their place, and it signals that, listen, I am not interested. I'm not approachable. Please do not ask for my number. They need to see that, obviously.
It's a way to do it.
No. See, I'm not saying that I know what it's like to be a woman in the gym, and I don't doubt that there are pervy guys out there that have hit on you while you're trying to work out at the gym.
There are.
I'm sure that happens. Statistically, it probably has to, but It's not happening all the time. It's not a constant problem, and that's the thing that it feels like you believe is happening. This is coming from a guy that's been accused of that exact thing.
Oh, God.
You know, you finish a few reps, you sit up, and you look around, and your eyes catch someone, and then instantly it's like, what are you doing? Addressing me with your eyes? And I'm like, hold on. Slow your roll. I'm here to work out. And I looked across the room. There are other people in the room. And yeah, right. As a human, I see other people sometimes.
Okay.
It's not an assault.
Mm. Well, there's the problem. Okay, so I hit a nerve with you. That's why you don't like the shirt. That's why you don't like the shirt is because you yourself are the guy that needs to be told to stop staring. Okay, that makes so much sense. I'm trying to avoid people like you. So, you know what, Katie, can we cancel this whole thing? Because, like, I just don't want to date a creep.
Wow.
God, get over yourself.
No.
Guys, yeah.
Yeah, let's call this one a miss.
Yeah, but hey, thanks for being on the show today. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah, I won't let this stop me from listening.
Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.